Time for the County National Bank radio adventure. Melissa Strady is hosting today.
I am. Good morning.
Minus Bill Jors.
Yep.
He's probably golfing.
Well, I can't say. I can't say for sure, but that's probably a good guess. Okay.
Where is he? Is he in quarantine?
No. Nope, not to my knowledge.
Not in quarantine.
No.
Okay.
No. Hey, you know what I was just thinking? We need some, like, intro music again.
I know.
To have Eddie Money. Oh, no. We'll have to come up with something. You guys talk about Beverly Hillbillies all the time. Maybe it's like that theme song when we
I don't think you want that for the bank. I'm just guessing. That might not be a good one.
Nice.
You better consult with Mr. Waldron on that one.
Okay. All right. So County National Bank, some of you might have seen some of the social media we put out there last week. So we made a tough decision. We had an increase in some COVID cases at County National. And so John and the executive team decided to shut our lobbies down for safety purposes. And very tough decision. Our big thing in the community is doors are open. We're here for local businesses. And, you know, we are still open. We are still operating. We have our drive-thrus in Jackson and our other locations open. But really protecting our staff and the customers was number one priority. So you're seeing a lot in the news with schools and other different businesses making that difficult call of, you know, not having students come back in person until December 1st. So kind of just following protocol, but, you know, we're trying to get through it.
You can still make an appointment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So all of our mortgage officers, commercial lenders, managers are still working. We're still there. So if you need to come in and speak with someone, yeah, I would recommend calling the branch, or we have a customer service number, 439-4300, that they can direct you to whoever it is that, you know, you need to talk to. But yep, appointments and drive-through services, and then some of our businesses that come in for coin orders and different things like that, we're still accommodating those as well, coming out to your car and doing the exchange. So trying as best as we can. You know, we are very fortunate that we hadn't had any cases up until this point. I think many of us can agree that it's just a matter of time, and, you know, with all the cases really ramping up, I'm assuming today is probably another record case day. I know you report it every day, but just trying to hold steady and do what's best.
Yeah. Sunday and Monday, we had 9,010 cases.
Wow.
That's not acceptable.
I had someone that needed to go in to make an appointment to get tested. And they were on hold for over an hour just to get an appointment to make, you know, for the testing site. So, I mean, people are, I mean, they're doing their part, getting tested, quarantining. So, very tough. But that aside, I do have some guests with me this morning. They are absolutely one of my favorites. I have Bill and Brad Bollinger from Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning with me. And when I asked them a couple weeks ago if they wanted to be on the air, they jumped at the opportunity. And not a lot of people do.
Come on now.
Surprisingly. You know, these guys have been terrific. I mean, you see their name in the community. They're involved in a lot of different organizations. And what they've done with their company has been a real joy to watch. So I'm happy to have you guys on. And I want to talk a little bit about what's been going on with you, maybe some historic.
Yeah, absolutely. Facts. Well, first of all, thank you for having us on. We're delighted to be out here. We're celebrating our 75th year in the business. My grandfather started this in 1945 and started in a little shop out on East Michigan Avenue. And kind of progressed from there. My father joined him in 1961 after graduating from the Milwaukee School of Engineering, and worked with him for several years until his passing in 89. I came on board. I walked out of Lumen Christi in 1980 and joined him. So this is my 40th year with the company. excited about the 75th year, but I got to tell you, I'm even more excited about this guy sitting next to me, my son Brad, who is the fourth generation through the business. And yeah, we're proud of that. We really are. We're having a good year. We're excited about it. The COVID set some things back. We wanted to do a little more promoting, but we'll get there. We might still pull something off. If not this year, maybe next year to promote the 75th year. But thank you for bringing us on and letting us talk a little bit about that.
Bill, what have been the challenges with COVID?
Well, basically, most of the jobs, you know, they had to close down. We were working
for a couple months.
The big project, the 200 that we are in the midst of finishing up probably this week. We were on a good pace with everybody else to finish that up, and that got waylaid, so it made it a little tough. It was a challenging job, but we managed to, everybody came together, and we pulled that off in 10, 11 months, which is remarkable when you think about it. Some other projects, we're doing the Lifeways remodel. That required us to continue to work, so I had to give people the opportunity to come and work if they wanted. If not, you know, obviously they had that choice. But the boys came in, and we did what we did. And so we're on target. We're having a good year. But, yeah, like anything else, there's challenges along the way, but we're overcoming them.
Talk about that 200 project a bit. We've done a couple features on that recently.
Right.
What makes that unusual?
Well, we've done a few hotels, and those are, you know, a lot simpler because, as you know, when you walk into a hotel room, you're looking at a PTAC unit, which just sticks through the wall. You go over and turn it on. These have heat pumps and fan coils, and everything's located above the ceiling. And when you're talking about how many condensers, Bradley?
I believe there was 87 rooms, plus you got community rooms and stairwells and whatnot. So probably close to 100 units.
100 pieces of equipment that are located on the roof. And when you're running refrigerant piping, you know, 3-4 stories, you've got to take your time, and you got to, you know, constantly go back and pressure test, because once it's all behind board, there's no getting to it without making a mess. So I take my hat off to my son. I know he had some sleepless nights here through the summer, but I'm very proud of him. He saw it through and did a nice job, and I think it's a beautiful project.
So that was that a little more high-tech than...
Yeah, it is, and they're working with consumers. They put some solar panels up, I believe, last week. Yeah. But, consumers, the heat pumps that we used are a higher rating, things of that nature, the controls, Ecobee stats, I believe, they're using. So, they've done a good job, and I think consumers is behind that.
You know, it's exciting when you have a big project like that locally and they get the local companies involved.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If you want to say a little something about it, Bradley.
And it was a good project, obviously, for the size of our company. You know, we have, you know, 10, 12 employees. But, yeah, I mean, it kept me busy. I mean, I was there pretty much multiple days
clock.
A week, for, 8 months now or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been good for us coming to an end. But, you know, there'll be other jobs. Like you said, Lifeways is still going on.
So, Brad, your dad's probably ready to... move to Florida.
Yeah, and I hope not.
Sit on a
not
golf
just
cart
yet.
The
he's
rest
get,
of his life.
He's getting close. He likes to take Fridays off, go up north.
That's a shocking development.
Right, exactly. You know, which is good. You know, he's put his time in. Obviously, I still need him, you know.
And I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, a couple days a week, you know, if he likes to come back late on a Monday or, you know, leave early Friday, you know, that's okay. That helps me out. Plus, he can do pretty much his job from his cell phone where, you know, I'm still in the field.
Is that the plan for you to take over? Or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Actually, this summer I purchased and I bought out his business partner, Mitch Funk.
Oh, wow.
He's been his partner
for
how long
Mitch
now?
Has been. Breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
I think
right.
Mitch was with us for a good 20 years and a good partner, like family. And
He's still there.
And he's still there on a part-time now and helping us out. And, it was a good transition. I know Brad's excited about it. I know Mitch is excited about it. I'm excited about it. So. We continue the family trade here.
So, Brad, you could have went in many directions.
Right.
Okay. Why did you go in this direction?
You know, actually, coming up, I wasn't even sure if I wanted to get into the family business.
Yeah.
And I actually did 2 years at JCC just doing a general studies. I graduated from Lumen Christi in 2010. But honestly, I was sitting in a class at JCC, and I just was zoning out. I just texted him one day, and I said, I just want to do heating and cooling. I just want to do the family business. You know, it just
I want
hit
to go
me
to
like
work.
That.
Really?
Yeah. And he said, all right, well, you got to go to trade school. And so, you know, as soon as I got the degree from JCC, I went up, and the only place that really has it locally anymore is Lansing Community College. Has a two-year program tied in with Ferris State.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did up there, went up and did the 2 years, and then came back here, and I've been full-time ever since. I'm still out in the field most of the days as a service tech. But eventually, hopefully in the next, you know, couple of years, or as now that I'm partner with him, I get up front and learn a little bit of his side. But most days you'll still see me in a service van or at the 200, you know, out and about.
I remember those days too.
Right.
Billy, how's the business changed?
Oh, you know, with the technology, obviously, the high efficiency furnaces that we're dealing with, the high efficiency rooftop equipment. You know, the stuff is it's quality stuff. It's service tech friendly, but you know, you still, the toughest part in the business today is finding good qualified technicians. That's where we're all hurting, and I know it's through the construction industry, electrical, plumbing. That's the biggest challenge right now with the industry. But you know, looking down the road, hopefully, maybe they can get something established locally. I went through the Knight Energy Institute. I don't know if you remember, that was back by the Space Center. Yep. And that was a great facility, and I would spend about half the day in a classroom setting and then the other half troubleshooting hands-on equipment. And I went a long way with that. I attended that for 3 to 4 years out there. So it's unfortunate. It'd be nice if something were local that we could get the kids in, because it's a good industry. There's good money to be made in it. I just was one like Bradley. I just, after Lumen, I just didn't want to go on in college right away. I wanted to work and make some money, and here I am 40 years later, still working. But he's going to make a good boss. He's very conscientious. I'm very proud of him and my other son, Michael, who works with us as well. Good workers. They care about the people. They care about the quality of the job, and that's always good to see. You know, sometimes you got to lean on your guys a little bit to make sure they do it right.
And, Brad, how are you going to get more people involved in this industry?
You know,
and really the trades,
right?
Period.
And that's going to be the tough task, not just for the heating, but like you said, other industries. But you know, I've reached out to, you know, kids that,
because you've been through it recently.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm, you know, that's my biggest battle probably down the road is finding qualified technicians, because right now we're kind of in that age gap where, you know, the good old boys are starting to retire, and
yeah,
there's not a whole lot of youth coming back into it. So it's going to be challenging. I've reached out to classmates up at LCC, you know, but nowadays you come out with a degree or something, and these companies are, you know, bigger companies than us are picking these kids up quick. So, you know, I got to find somebody who's local, you know, who wants to work and understands, you know, it's a stepping stone of a career. You know, you start out, you know, green, and, you know, because that's where I started. I was fetching tools, you know, riding around, just kind of learning it. And now, you know, you slowly get up to service techs and whatnot. But it is a good career. But, you know, if we can get involved with, you know, the Career Center or anything like that to try and, you know, bring that back, that'd be huge for Jackson and, you know, the industry.
Talk about, Bill, talk about the companies you guys work with.
Oh, a lot of the general contractors in town that we work with.
The brands that you
deal with. Oh, yeah. Well, we're basically a Train dealer. We've dealt with Train for 50-plus years. Back when my grandfather started it, he used the old Worthington Climatrol, did a lot of residential, and got real active when consumers started bringing the gas to the homes, and they were converting the old oil and coal furnaces into natural gas burners. So it's changed dramatically since then.
Well, even in the last few years with the refrigerants, you know, everybody
the phasing out of refrigerants.
22, and now they're switching to the 410 for the more, you know, environmental reasons. And that's just been a big change that we've had to kind of adapt to and help the homeowner or commercial industry understand that, you know, we can't, you know, use the 22 anymore.
Right. But we do service all makes and models, primarily install the Train line as far as your commercial and residential. We touch in the institutional areas, commercial, light commercial, do a lot of the plants in and around town, preventative maintenance, things of that nature. We can work on anything. We just like to promote the Train as far as the line goes.
Right. How important is preventative?
Preventative is extremely important. A lot of the factories have cut back with personnel that used to do some of that. But you think about a mechanical piece of equipment sitting on a roof running 24/7. set your car up there, see how it looks in about 20 years, you know. So it is. It's important to keep the filters and the coils and belts, everything up to snuff. It's what makes them efficient. They're designed to run, so let them run.
Yeah. And that cottonwood, even in the springtime, when that cottonwood starts flying, I mean, that'll booger up a condenser pretty good. And Jackson is notorious for having that white snow in that summertime blowing all over the place.
What do you say to yourself when you go in somebody's basement and you bump into one of those elephants?
The old octopus?
Oh, yeah.
The old octopi.
You walk right back up.
Right. Just turn right around. Yeah.
Hey, see you later.
Time for a change.
Right. No kidding.
And there are a few of those out there still, believe it or not.
Probably not many, but...
Boy, talk about inefficient where you're losing about half of your heat up the chimney. They've come a long way. Mm-hmm. Long way.
Yeah, where the screws are all flatheads and, you know, somebody had to pilot it, and then it's just,
It'd take them a day just to assemble it, I think, Greg.
That's crazy.
But it's a great industry, and, you know, every day is different. You're in a different location, different sites, different people. It's kind of nice. It is.
What's your outlook, business-wise, here locally?
Well, we've done a lot of quoting lately, some projects we just wrapped up, besides the 200, the DPW, the new water building downtown. The Martin Luther King Center looks beautiful. If you get a chance to stop out there, we just finished that project. We've traveled to Adrian and done a Hampton Inn that we just finished, and did Home to Suites in Grand Rapids. So we're not afraid to travel. Do about 100-mile radius plus. Got some really good preventative maintenance accounts, even locally with the Kennedy Group over there. Polly's do all that for them. So it's promising. Everything right now looks really good. It's been a good year, even with the COVID. We've been real fortunate and blessed.
Brad, what advice do you have for somebody looking to get in?
Give us a call right away. No, I mean, just, you know, if college wasn't your avenue necessarily, and you want to work with your hands and learn a skill that, you know, will carry on to, you know, if you have issues at your own house, you know, you can go and take care of a lot of problems. I mean, electrical and all that, we get, you know, your hands in on it. So, yeah, if that's your avenue, give us a call.
We certainly have some avenues for people to seek. And we've hired some younger kids off the road. Yeah. And some of them work out, some don't. But it's definitely a trade you can learn. I tell you, the best learning experience for me all these years was just being around the stuff, being in the field. I mean, my grandfather and father taught me some good engineering. But being right on top of everything and working on it, it pays dividends big time.
What do you think, 75 years, when you think about that?
You know, that's amazing. That's a good milestone. Yeah, I just hope I can see the 100th. Maybe some grandchildren. Maybe we'll see a fifth generation.
There you go.
That would be awesome. So, we're pretty proud of that. Yeah.
So I stole your show, Melissa. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. You guys did a great job. I love hearing about it.
Can I just, before I sign off, just my anniversary, 33rd anniversary is this Saturday, and I just want to say to my wife, I love you dearly, and she's been a big help through these 40 years with me.
Probably the backbone.
Backbone. Yeah.
No doubt there.
Yep. So I just wanted to say that.
Oh, nice. And Lynn is a sweetheart. So happy anniversary to you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So one thing that I wanted to touch on, too, we are partners, Ajax and County National Bank, in a local group in town that, I mean, really, when, you know, Brad and Bill were talking about finding young help coming into the different trades. We're part of the Jackson Commercial Contractors Association. And, you know, the association has kind of taken on different meanings over the last few years. And I've been fortunate to be a part of it for the last year and a half. And seeing kind of how we are transitioning to really seeking opportunities for younger generations to come in for the trades. Dan Draper, who is one of the instructors out at the Career Center, specifically in trade, is a part of the commercial contractors as well. And, I mean, when we meet, we have the local contractors out. We have, you know, companies like Ajax that come out. And it's not only a networking piece, but it's also an opportunity to share, you know, what's going on in your industry. I'm telling you, every industry has the same exact issue when it comes to finding qualified help, especially today. So I know that, you know, and maybe Bill and Brad can speak on this as well. But having a local association like the Jackson Commercial Contractors is really important to our community. You know, you're giving that avenue a voice. I mean, they have a voice already, but this is more of a, you know, cumulative voice. And we have a meeting tomorrow night. I highly recommend, if you're interested in finding out about the Jackson Commercial Contractors Association, it's at the Cascade Manor House at 5 p.m. You know, again, Bill and Brad have attended meetings before. They kind of see what it's all about. And
we,
you know,
will be there tomorrow.
All right. Great. That's great to hear. So, you know, the association, they hear what is, you know, what is a main concern for our local companies. And I do feel like we're moving in a different direction when it comes to, you know, trying to find that talent. So it's been really interesting. So I wouldn't have thought as a banker that I would have been this involved in, you know, the day-to-day operations and the day-to-day concerns of trade industries and manufacturing and different things like that. But I seriously have the coolest job. I learn so much all the time from my customers. And like I said, it's when I started the show this morning, it has been a joy working with Bill and Brad and their company and seeing where they have come over the years. I mean, I haven't seen the whole 75, you know, but the last five or so.
You've been instrumental in our growth as well. We were able to put an addition on, and Melissa has helped us with every little facet of the banking industry. So we're glad to work with her, and Mike and Bill Jors both. They've all been super to work with, so we appreciate that too, Melissa.
Well,
let's get your phone number in, Bill. Somebody has a question for Ajax?
Yeah, if you have a question or need a quote or anything down that line, you can contact us at 784-6149, or our website is Ajax Heating Cooling. I don't know.
Yes.
I tell you, I'm getting old, aren't I?
Oh, you don't get into websites. Melissa?
You can call me at 782-5540.